Cheering, or had you finished? Because we don't want to be presumptuous. For those of you who are younger and who aren't tuned to kind of the show etiquette slash routine, it's kind
totally
of
give it up, like panties level give it up.
By the way,
to whoever it was who threw their panties, if you need them back, no harm, no foul. I understand, panties are not cheap. Did you know that in Sweden, panties are called hipsters? Now you know.
I saw an advertisement in Sweden, I was very amused. It said,
hipster trosa, 90 Swedish kroners.
That's really funny. That's the first hipster whose existence I will acknowledge. I have a theory about the word hipster, which I'd like to now share with you. It's a boring theory, if you don't mind. Yes, I will. There is no such thing as a hipster. The word hipster exists so that people who consider themselves members of that category can deride others for being in that category. So when a person says, oh, I hate this place, it's all full of hipsters, what they mean is, I am a hipster. And you should recognize, because I was able to identify all these other hipsters whom I hate. It's a very complicated linguistic operator, but I'm pretty sure I'm right about it.